Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Kehillim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Asbas Rachol Shishi B'zeichet Avayin Josef Gahagon Bikarav Mamesh. And Mishnah Gimel tells us Hasharetz Shenimtzal Matim Nechusha Shel Tanur. We have a sharetz, a dead sharetz that is, that's found beneath the floor of an oven. Now this Nechusha Shel Tanur is just talking about the regular ground, the regular floor that the oven is placed on top of. And there's a sharetz that's found underneath the ground, perhaps in a little bit of a hole, and it's not actually in the airspace of the oven. Tahar, so the oven's tahar. Why is that Shnei Amar? Because I say Chai Nafal, it fell into the oven when it was alive, and so it's not matam of the oven, va'achshav meis, and only now it died, but it's not in the airspace anymore because it's underneath the floor of the oven, so it's not tamei. What about the following? Machatoy tabas shenimtzu lamatim rechoshes latanur. We have a needle or ring, which is tamei, that was also found underneath the floor of the oven. Tahar, the oven's tahar, shenim because I say, sham hayu at shaloyai ba'atanur, that they were there before the tanur got there, meaning when they placed the tanur down, it was put on top of this tamei ring or needle, and there was not tamei. However, nimtzu be'efer miklat, if it was found in the ashes that are on the bottom of the oven, tamei's in the oven is because there's nothing that we could be titled on. There's basically no excuse. You can't say, oh, it was here before the oven was put down. How else did it get into the ashes? It must be that it fell in, and since again, it's tame, so it's metame the oven. On to Mishnah Dalid with more cases. Svaig shabal mashkim tmeim v'nagavim b'chutz. We have a sponge. It absorbed tame liquid, but it was dry on the outside of the sponge. You know, very often you'll leave a sponge for a long amount of time, and the outside of the sponge looks dry because the water already evaporated, but then when you squeeze it, there's some liquid in the core of the sponge that ends up coming out. So that's the situation over here. We have this sponge that absorbed tamei liquid, but it was dry on the outside. And v'nofalavir atanur, it fell into the airspace of a tanur. Tamei, it's tamei now. Why is that? Just seif mashkelotzei. It's because eventually the liquid's going to come out when the sponge gets squeezed. And v'chein chatich shel lefes v'shel gemi, same thing would be with a piece of lefes, which is turnip, that also absorbed tamei liquid, or gemi, which is a reed that absorbed tamei liquid. If that fell into the airspace of the tanur, even though the outside of it is dry, since the liquid will eventually come out, so it's tamei. Now Rav Shimon metaher, b'shnei elu, Rav Shimon's metaher in these last two things, but we're going to stop it for the day and pickle tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav with more scenarios. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.